A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters, May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, mm-hmm. you know that I'm yep. working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. Mm-hmm. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep. And I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. Mm. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and it's Monday, which usually only means one thing. Usually only means we're going to give you a digging deeper. We're going to go through all the most important clips of all the podcasts from around the nation. And of course, it still means that. Mm-hmm. But today's a very special Monday. We have, of course, the season opening of Bachelor Season 27, what I believe will be the most important season in the history of our beloved game for a wide variety of reasons, all of which will become clear over the course of the season. We'll see about that. But thank you for joining us today. We have a smorgasbord of clips for you. We have some clips, of course, from Clickbait, which is undergoing drastic changes as we move into this next era of our beloved game in terms of the hosting roster, and we'll be covering that. We have some clips from Bachelor Happy Hour with guest Golden Boy Sean Lowe. We have some clips, of course, from DLH's number one podcast on iTunes, the most dramatic podcast ever. We also have some clips from Higher Learning, in which Rachel Lindsay and Van Lathan react to Dark Lord Harrison's podcast. And, of course, we have a clip from the great one, the Vile Files, because the Dark Lord calls the great one out by name in some of these clips, and we get his reaction at the very end of today's Digging Deeper. Mm-hmm. So we hope you'll join us all the way through that. But are you ready to do this, Pace Case?
I don't know.
You have not listened to the Dark Lord's podcast, right?
Look, I have not listened to the pod. Well, I'll never listen to the podcast. But I have not listened to Clues Corner yet, listening to the podcast. I've heard, you know, little snippets. I know a few factoids. I know about the blood in the water, for instance. But no, I haven't heard the clips directly. You know, it's tough to keep up with the the nation, you know? We're on the eve of, on the very day of the new season. This is our last Digging Deeper before the season starts airing. So we're going to start getting into, you know, we're going to be getting some sauce wars.
Yes, the sauce wars will be heating right the fuck back up on all the official Bachelor Nation podcasts as soon as the season starts airing. We're going to see people getting kicked off the show and showing up on Happy Hour and showing up on clickbait to do whatever the producers are telling them to do, to spread whatever falsehoods the producers need in service of their various narratives.
Is Dark Lord Harrison going to start revealing his line-by-line breakdown of each Bachelor episode? Time will tell.
If he starts doing fucking recaps, I'm going to lose my mind. I don't think he is. I don't know. Time will tell. But let's get on with what we came here for. This is
Digging Deeper.
All right. First up in this Digging Deeper, we got two clips for you coming at you from Clickbait, that official Bachelor Nation podcast. One of only two left standing. In this first clip from January 12th, protected player Natasha Parker has a final conversation with Grocery as she hangs up her official Bachelor Nation podcast host status forever, maybe not forever, but probably forever, and takes the opportunity to throw a little shade at the nation, a parting shot. Here we go.
Okay, Joe.
Yes.
This is my last episode of Clickbait, and it is so bittersweet. I have really enjoyed doing this podcast with you specifically. And of course,
Tia. Best, thank you. Likewise, though.
It's great. And, you know, I think you find yourself, or at least I don't know about you, but me, I find myself looking forward to these weeks. It's like, oh, I get to catch up with my friends. Like, it's great. But I love podcasting and I want to continue my podcast journey, in a different way. I think Clickbait and Wondery is amazing, and we've had such great times, and the producers who help us on this podcast and everyone who's on this podcast is so amazing. But just, I'm not even going to get all into the who, what, where's, and why's, but there were recently in the last 6 months, I've just seen some different things happening in this franchise that for me to be this love and light that I try to put out into the world, I'm like, that's all I want to do. That's all I want to be. And sometimes it's being a part of this franchise. It's hard to continue that and to be that. And the podcast is amazing. And I'm so glad that you are doing your meditations and you're doing your mindfulness. And I hope you keep doing that stuff. But
I'm one with the earth.
Yes, exactly.
I'm one with the earth. What can I say? It's where I get my sauce. I dig deep into the earth and find sauce pockets underneath the earth's crust.
Look, I don't care how you feel about Grocery Store. I need him to stay on Clickbait for these one-liners that are...
I agree.
This is another gift.
Yeah.
A gift to us from the heavens. I'm one with the earth?
Yeah, he is.
I love that. I'm going to start saying that at the end of every yoga session.
Oh, that's great. This is an interesting clip, obviously. This is... So Natasha Parker, protected player, Bachelor in Paradise season 7, the producers gave her a fucking rose out of thin air. We saw that happen. Big Polly comes in and is like, here's a fucking rose for you. Because no guys would give her a rose. She was obviously embroiled in the whole Brennan Marias, Piper James controversy that happened that season. And the producers protected her because she was on Clickbait. She's had a great run. She's got a lot of Instagram followers. She has been on this podcast for what, about a year-ish, year and a half, I guess, a little more than. And now she's gone, leaving who to man the helm? It's just Grocery now. They haven't replaced her yet.
Leaving just a title. They've changed the art to just be the word Clickbait. I love how in this clip, she also just goes between two different places back and forth. Love podcasting, love catching up with my friends, the producers, and Clickbait's amazing, but not to get into the who, what's, where's, and why's, but the franchise is stopping me from being love and light.
Yeah. And when she says that, it's like, I don't know exactly where she's throwing the shade. Is she throwing it at the fourth audience, basically saying like the audience of the show is toxic and she doesn't want to be part of it? Or is she throwing it at the show?
Yes, I assume.
That's what it feels like to me. But there's a misunderstanding here. The producers are the ones who make it like that. The producers cut these villains to be these morally bankrupt pieces of shit that we're supposed to hate. And then the players and the producers are like, stop bullying. Don't hate these people. But here, look at what a piece of shit they are. So, I mean, it's hard for me to ever get on that bandwagon, especially when a protected player is like, things have changed and the show's not like it used to be and the audience is different. It's like, well, it's because the producers are fucking doing that. You can't lick the boot of the producer and then be pissed at the results of what happens to the fandom because of what the producers are doing, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see anything in the last 6 months that's so different from the last 2 years.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm curious. I would have loved GSJ to ask some more follow-up questions here. Although I do love just saying, I'm one with the earth.
Yeah. GSJ is taking this new bizarre turn where he's just kind of like, yeah, whatever. I just show up. You keep paying me. All right. I'll just sit here. I'll let you talk. I'll talk about my oneness with the earth in my sauces. And that's it. That's all he's going to do. I love it.
Well, I guess she's taught him about meditation, I'm inferring from this clip, which is kind of a funny dynamic to think of Grocery doing meditation, but...
I would like to hear a podcast that is Grocery Store Joe guided meditation. Close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Can you smell the sauce?
1, 2, 3, sauce. I'm just kidding, 4.
Now, imagine your body is falling through the floor. Leave behind all of your physical possessions and your identity, all your problems. Let them melt away. Let your thoughts flow freely.
Come with me into the astral plane. If you can picture an astral plane where it's all the sauce you could possibly want in the planet, the whole world at Chicago. Imagine that for a second.
Serena, get in here. Where's my eye mask? We don't know. Hopefully we'll get that podcast.
Serena, you got my essential oils ready. Tastes like I'm one with the earth.
Cooking up his essential oils that are made of tomato vines. Okay, let's move on here. We got one more clip from the same episode clickbait on January 12th. In this next clip, Grocery and former official Bachelor Nation podcast host Natasha Parker discuss some of their favorite guests from the past, and Grocery inadvertently reveals his true thoughts about reality television. Here we go.
The Notebook guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we did hit. We had him on. Yeah, I remember him.
When we had the Notebook guy on.
Yeah, his name was Ryan. That was fun.
Let me tell you something.
That's when, honestly, like, and I agree, like, you as my co-host, that's one of my favorite parts of this podcast. But it is fun when this new season starts and we get a few of those like beginning people on, because like it's just like, all right, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan, the way that none of us was having it, we were all like, wait, what? We were like, huh? Yeah. So that episode was definitely like, we are not drinking the Kool-Aid here, Ryan. We are not.
Yeah.
So that was good.
I'm surprised he wasn't on Paradise.
You're surprised he wasn't on Paradise with the lies?
I mean, it is a reality show, right?
I guess.
Lots to dig into here. The first part of this, when Grocery Store Joe is saying that he really likes when it's the early rounds and the people are getting kicked off to come on the show, he's saying it in a way that's like, those people are crazy. They're like...
the night ones.
Exactly. Below the status of people who make it far in the game. Motherfucker, you're a night one guy. It's insane to me.
I mean, absurd. GSJ, remember your roots.
For real. I mean, I know you've come a long way, but Jesus.
As an NOG, I assume this is Ryan Folgers that they're discussing.
Yeah, Ryan Fox. Yeah.
This is fascinating that Ryan Fox is one of their like most treasured interviews.
I agree.
They're recalling their history together. And she's like, none of us are having it. We're not drinking the Kool-Aid here, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's trying to one-up them. I don't remember what this interview was, but I guess he was defending the Folgers.
I don't remember the interview exactly either. Yeah, I from my recollection, and this could be way off, but I think he was basically like, it was just notes for me, and it didn't mean, you know, I didn't mean any harm by it. It wasn't for the wrong reasons. That said, if this is one of their favorite interviews, wait until season 27. That's all I'll say. Well, I guess Natasha Parker won't be doing any of those interviews. It's only going to be Grocery. But yeah, the idea that then Grocery Store Joe is like, I was surprised he wasn't on Paradise. And she's like, what? With all the lies? As though Paradise is this fucking sanctified, pure, holy place of truth. It's like, we all saw Sally Carson's suitcase. At the very least, if you thought all of it was real at that point, you have to fucking check out.
Anyone who is on Paradise, I'm sorry, they have a partner at home, or they have a previous partner that they're pretending is not their previous partner on sand.
Yes. All of these people have dated, met each other before, have some kind of agenda going in, which is fine. That's what the game is.
The lies on sand. Sand is made of lies. Those are little lies crunched up into tiny little pieces. Yeah.
But then GSJ says at the end of this, well, it is a reality show. Revealing that he knows reality shows are all fucking lies. That's what they are. That is what he's saying here. And this is why I am like baffled by Grocery. He can go from slinging that fucking sauce to saying whatever the producers need him to say to doing shit like this, where he reveals to us in these little brief moments that he does get it. He is a tea player acting as a sauce player.
Yeah, he put his producer hat on.
Yeah.
He took his chef's hat off for a second and he put on his producer hat and he said, you know what? Ryan Folders would have been great on sand. That would be good drama.
And it would have been. I would have loved to have seen him on sand.
And it would have. It would have. And I'm hoping maybe we'll see some books on sand to continue some other things.
Well, we're definitely going to see some books in game, or at least we're going to be talking about some books in game. If you listen to our Twib and you know what we're talking about.
Or the ghost of books.
But let's move on. So that's the last time we're going to hear, by the way, from Natasha Parker, at least in an official Bachelor Nation podcast. She did mention in the rest of this podcast that she's going to go on to do some of her own podcasting that is largely going to be about manifestation and love and light, practices of that nature. So we wish her luck with that. But now let's move on to this next clip. It's a juicy one. It comes to us from Bachelor Happy Hour, January 18th. The guest was that golden boy, Sean Lowe. That's, of course, the Bachelor on season 17. In this clip, the golden boy discusses his role in the upcoming season 27 and just how serious Shawcross is about finding love. Here we go.
As a lead, you were a lead 10 years ago. And like you said, the world is so different now. And being a lead in Bachelor Nation with the drastic pulls of social media, that's also different. How do you feel like you're able to kind of come into Zach's season and really like deliver advice to him with that difference, but also you have a successful relationship, but it was also in a different time period, you know? I didn't mean to say time period, era. I feel like that made you sound so old. But do you get what I'm like, kind of like asking?
Stop saying it was 10 years ago, you two.
He looks great, y'all. He looks great. But yeah, there's just such different pressures now to be a lead.
Well, I know what you mean. And like they invited me on, but I went into it not knowing who Zach is as a man. And I think I'm a pretty good read of character. And I think we have had a lot of leads in the past where you can just tell within the first few minutes of meeting them, like, this guy is really not serious. He might make for entertaining TV, who knows? Mm-hmm. But the chances of him actually getting engaged and ultimately getting married are slim to none, right? Mm-hmm. Within the first few minutes of meeting Zach, I could just tell he's a different guy. Like, he is... he's a good guy, but I could also tell that he was completely sincere and he was vulnerable enough to just ask me, like real questions. Like, how did you handle this? What did you do in this situation? And I knew it wasn't for the cameras. And in fact, he's called me post-show just to check in with me. And, you know, so I say all that to say is like, I knew when I was giving Zach advice, he would take it to heart. And mm-hmm. I have the utmost confidence that he's going to be a great bachelor. Now, who knows what that means in terms of ratings?
You've got the golden boy saying with utmost confidence, he's going to be a great bachelor. Take that to the bank, ladies and gentlemen. I think this appearance on Happy Hour was probably part of Sean Lowe's deal. Whatever they're paying him to do all of this, I think this is probably part of it. Go on preseason to pump it up. He's probably going to, I would guess, show up on Happy Hour one or two more times over the course of the season.
After the final rose.
Probably after that. But this is an anointing. I've seen other bachelors. They're not serious. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're good TV. I don't know. But they're not serious about love. And I can say that because I'm the only bachelor who's married to his ring winner. Brilliant.
It's so weird how he said every bachelor was not serious starting at Juan Pablo until Zach.
Yep. He was the last serious bachelor. That's what he's basically saying. Season 17 is really where it all ended. But he's right about that, by the way.
Just the Golden Boy's place in this game is so interesting because he is this paragon of virtue in that he's the only one that married his ring winner. He is also the person who said, I am protesting Chris Harrison's disappearance and will not be watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's obviously changed, or maybe he's still boycotting watching, but he'll be on it.
Yeah. He has his eyes closed the whole time they're shooting. I cannot see what's going on here.
He refused to talk to Dark Lord Palmer.
Well, I'm curious to see if Golden Boy shows up on DLH's new podcast, which, by the way, we're almost into those clips. The next clips that we have are from that. But this clip is obviously just, it's super Sauce Wars. They have Golden Boy going on the biggest official Bachelor Nation podcast to assure us all that this season's going to be great and Zach Shawcross is the real deal.
He's for TRR. He's looking for a wife. The other people, it's not just for the cameras. It's very for TRR, and here are all the ways in which he is for TRR. He's vulnerable, asking real questions like, how did you handle this? I'm like, yeah.
And then he's also like, the thing that is interesting is Michelle Young at the top of this is saying like, it's a different era. You come from, you know, 10 years ago. That's true. Mm-hmm. And it's not just about the fact that like social media didn't exist and all that shit. It's that the fucking producers were different. It's that the show was fucking different. It's that they held Sean Lowe up on a pedestal. They made him seem like a catch. They protected him. Even that season, like your biggest villain was probably Tira Lacazzi. And she was like treated as a funny character. We all loved her. She had funny one-liners about her sparkle and her fucking eyebrows. She was doing IFIs all over the place that we fucking loved. They didn't malign her. They didn't cut her to be a morally bankrupt human being as they now do all their villains.
I would argue that they did. They villainized her, but it wasn't, it didn't have the same effects that it would have had now.
Right. And so in that regard, when they're asking him, you know, when Zach Shawcross like, how did you get through it? The answer is, oh, the producers helped me. They gave me the best edit possible. They protected me, and that's how I got through it. And they also allowed me to go on dates with the people that I wanted to go on dates with. And there wasn't as much like the producer manipulation wasn't as heavy handed back then.
They allowed me to go to the bathroom, not like Ben Higgins. Yes.
I could sleep in a room without a watcher having to sleep in the bed next to me.
Yeah, a watcher.
At any rate, this is, it's an interesting clip. I mean, we get this every season on Happy Hour, the few weeks before, the week before a new season airs. But here we've got the Golden Boy anointing the season. And of course, he's going to anoint night one as well. We're going to see him at the very least scrubbing Shawcross down in the shower and doing some kind of a ceremony of the crowns, Council of the Crowns with him. So we'll see. But now let's move on to the juiciest portion of this Digging Deeper. I cannot wait to hear your reactions. I've listened to all of this. We're getting into the most dramatic podcast ever. We've got five clips from it. From his first couple of episodes that dropped on January 9th. If you're on our Patreon, then you know that I did a Clues Corner where I listened to all of this shit and live reacted to it. Pace Case has heard none of this. I am fascinated to hear your reactions. And in this first clip, DLH is describing one of his only faults. He describes himself as an empath. And he explains that his only mistake in the Rachel Lindsay interview was being messy. I can't wait for you to hear it. Here we go. If you want to hear that clip, and you do, And you want to hear me and Pace Case reacting to it, especially Pace Case, because she's never heard Dark Lord Harrison's podcast. If you want to hear all that, you just go to patreon.com/gameofroses. Join us on the bottom of the pit. You're going to get the rest of this episode. You're going to get all of our digging deepers. You're going to get access to our lives that we do before every game. Our first one of Bachelor Season 27 is going to happen Monday at 4:30 Pacific Standard Time. You're going to get access to our Discord, where you can submit your own screams to our show, and we play the very best ones of those on our Friday This Week in Bachelor Nation episodes. And you're going to get access to a brand new thing that I've been doing in our Patreon, Clues Corner. The first three episodes of that are out on our Patreon. Those are me reacting to Dark Lord Harrison's first three episodes as I listen to them. I have a lot of other things planned for Clues Corner as well coming up this year. Probably going to be reading a little bit from Nick Vial's book, Don't Text Your Ex, and maybe doing some watch-alongs of some Netflix programs coming right up. So once again, if you want to join us on our Patreon, you just go to patreon.com/gameofroses. We hope to see you very soon in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in. Dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in. And dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.